don't think they were big on the national anthem, were they?
No, they weren't.
Good.
Well, I could try that before. I don't know the song.
Well, that's a sort of a Canadian tune, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget so much of the whole time.
You play whatever you feel like, Ben.
Well, play
what
you think. Play your favorite tune.
Yes.
That's what she says, waters.
That doesn't sound very good. You know, the fiddle is very poorly tuned up. I don't.
Yourself out.
But Ben,
oh,
you might need a little fuel.
It's just, you know, it don't work for me.
Highland Fling, that's right. From McLink.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you say, can you play on that, God Save the King?
God Save the King.
Or the Queen, either one. Either one you want to save.
That's pretty slow.
Yeah. I know. He likes the fast one.
Ben leaves that slow music to the old people.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I could play a different tune all night.
I bet you could.
I know it.
Well, I
have to change those tunes when I used to fiddle for them down home.
What about Hail Britannica?
No, Ellie.
No, he wouldn't know that.
Were your folks Scotch? Huh? Were your folks Scotch?
I'm Scotch. No, I'm not real Scotch. I'm a Canadian.
No, but I mean, where were your folks from in Canada? Were they in Scotland or England?
Oh, my father was Irish and my mother was Scotch.
I see.
I'm a half mixed.
That's me.
You're half breed.
That's me.
Good enough for you. That is really true. But I won't tell you the truth of me. I am Scotch and Irish.
Oh, I wondered where you learned your Scotch music.
I learned that in Canada, and they play both Scotch. Yeah, they play an Irish woman. This is Irish woman, Irish horse woman.
He might know some of those Irish jokes like that.
That's
right.
Oh,
I wonderful.
He gets better all the time.
I played them 30 years ago.
Well, you did. Why you
but
wonderful?
I never lose a tune. I play a tune.
You Ben, can you play Annie Laurie?
Huh?
Annie Laurie.
Annie Laurie. Well,
did you know Annie?
I didn't know. That's my wife's name.
Play Annie Laurie. That's a beautiful tune. That was nice.
That's hard for me to play this fiddle all out of tune.
You're doing all right.
But what is this? I thought Nellie Gray or something. What was that return?
Oh, my darling Nellie Gray. Yeah, you know her.
Oh,
taking her away.
Something
for a year and 30 days.
They've got to start
the judge will never let her out.
I can't tell them what I know. I know 100 tunes. Only just comes to me in my mind, you know, what I know. I don't know, what else, how do you lift up Annie Laurie, is that what you had asked me about?
Annie Laurie, yeah, that was pretty good.
Do you play I've Been Working on the Railroad? Maybe that's not an old.
That sounds good to me. I wouldn't know, but I think it is.
I just, that's no way to play a fiddle. You know. I play them on, if it don't sound sweet to me, then I jump on it.
Ben, you're not a fiddler, you're a violinist.
Well, I've used it ever since I've done high.
Well.
But here, I like the fast tunes. I like something, you know. Mm-hmm. Lively and when I was about to dance.
How about O Susanna? Do you know her? Do you know O Susanna?
Oh yes, I heard. I've lost part of it though.
Oh well, whatever you know about it. O Susanna.
I think she's lost it too.
Susanna's lost a lot of things too.
I could play 100 different tunes, but they're going to be real dancing. They never fit in where I was sitting and playing for them when I was down home. I said, half a night and let somebody else do the other fiddle.
You know.
And then I'd go dancing. But we changed off, you know. There was quite a few good violinists where I come from.
I wonder if any Canadian can play Marching Through Georgia.
Marching Through Georgia. No. Yeah, I've been... How do you start it on me?
Oh, you bite her on the apple and the march ain't your
tree. Can you do this?
No, Carl can sing it.
She can't see.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you whistle it?
You whistle it.
I lost my weasel.
Marching through Georgia, not no break.
Marching through Georgia, that's a Canadian tune. That's a Yankee tune. I just wondered.
I know that's a Yankee tune.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
I played that too, but it's kind of slow, you know, in the way.
No, it's got a swing to it. Well, what about Yankee Doodle? What about Yankee Doodle?
Yankee Doodle?
Yeah.
Yankee Doodle went to town.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da.
I can't get to start on that one.
Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on his pony.
I got off on that one, you see.
Well, I can give it to you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good. Recognized that, it.
Of course, I'm Scotch, I guess.
That sounds like this one.
Yeah, does it? Yeah,
like Harry Lauder. Tune.
Harry Lauder?
Yeah.
I can't make it.
You know Turkey in the Straw?
Huh?
Did you ever play Turkey in the Straw?
I think I have, but I can't.
He did a lot of things when he was younger.
I had long hands when Martin left.
You're going to the left now. That's all right.
No, that's all right.
No, that's all right.
What do you select?
And meet your partner with a once and a half and keep a hooking on.
Yes.
And you swing with that girl.
From left and right. Right down the park and grand right and left.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Grand right and left.
Meet your partner and promenade home.
I bet he's a good dancer.
Do-si-do, and there you go.
Did you
do square dancing?
A little bit.
Well, you know, when I come yesterday, it was all waltz, 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 waltz. I wanted to kick up my feet and then make a fool of myself to do that in the West. They didn't have any step dancing, you know. And of course, I'll do a little step myself.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I don't want to perform before any audience like you have here. I'd have to have my clogs on and good music.
I'll bet you can dance. I bet you're a good dancer.
I'm not a stage. I never was on a stage.
No, no. But I mean for dancer hall, you know, for a dance.
Well, you know. Yeah.
Waltz or two-step?
Two-step. What is a two-step anyway?
Well, that's a little faster than a waltz is all.
I know it is.
A waltz or a two-step? Anything there. That'd be right back there.
Can't remember. Look at the face on
it. Oh, for God's sakes. The bird is out eating his bread. I mean, the dog.
I think that's for the way
that's a
very nice.
Very nice concert.
That's a clog dance.
Real nice.
Well, that was just fine, man.
That's a clog dance, too.
Clog dance, two separate.
That was a nice concert.
Mixed clogs.
You have to play them clog dancers. Play them clog dancers. In any part of wooden clog dance.
I'd love to get your picture of that violin. Could I take your picture with that violin?
Yes.
Well, come on. I'm going to get my camera. Do you mind?
When did this music start up? 1916. Well, I was in here first. I was in here early. I didn't stick out of the fine flames or anything. But I was long here before they were. I was here. I was hereby exploring from the Beavers to the Tolomana district and then went back to Fairbanks. We couldn't prospect all over a country that was all mountain, but I did find good gold over the Beaver.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
And I found the river just prospects better than anything else anywhere I got. Mm-hmm. And still there was no pay in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was just water for you to get down the river. You couldn't mm-hmm. handle it. That's the way up on the Champion River. There's three rivers. There's a main, there's what they call the Nome River. It flows to the Yukon River just beyond this here divide that's up here on top going over in. That water goes out to Yukon. Now this is a survey of a watershed. Watershed is what water drains this way and what water drains that way from drains and mountains. The watershed this way are Tolomana watershed. Mm-hmm. When you go over that divide, go north to the head of the Tolomana, you go over into the Beaver watershed. And that goes out to Yukon just about at the right angle from here. Now you go on as you go on, you go over in a divide of range of mountains that has to do with Tolomana and that Yukon River.
Were you ever at the Circle Hot Springs?
Oh, I've been down the Circle. I've been all along the Yukon.
Did you know Frank Leach and Mrs. Leach? Frank Leach?
What's the last, how do you spell the last boy?
L-E-A-C-H. At the Circle Hot Springs.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Alabama Laboito?
I don't know the names of people, but I do know the country.
Yeah, he knows Alabama.
I'm sure you
know. She asked you the last question, Ben. She asked you something for fun. She said that you know Alabama Laboito.
Oh,
Alabama.
No. No. That old rough neck.
Ben actually never swears. That's about as strong as he'll go.
Yeah.
I didn't get blasted.
You're kidding me.
I know him. Absolutely, he was from the South, you know.
I guess he was.
Alabama.
I don't think anybody ever liked that fellow, you know.
Yeah, really? They elected him.
But he had a big Alabama, you know. And he was Alabama. Well, how could you write a story with that kind of an explanation?
Well, let's hear it.
No. I'm not going to put any poetry in the paper or anything, but let me know you. I know that man like a book.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. Alabama. Did you know?
I've got a picture of him playing a banjo, I think.
He never played.
Oh, didn't he?
Hang on.
Oh, he never played.
The only thing he played was the gullibility of the public.
But, you know, I'm too bad to criticize anybody, but I'll tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was no friend of Grace Lowe, either.
I don't matter what they are, what they have been. I'll tell you the truth as I know.
Yeah.
I'm an old-timer from the early days, and I was first in the district here, but not quite in this far in. I turned west, and I went in to waters that run out to the Beaver, and they're called Beaver Waters.
Did you ever know Grace Lowe?
Did I? Oh, she was a bad girl.
Was she?
I wasn't born to know her anymore.
Yes.
What about Andrew Warwick? What about Andrew Warwick?
Andy Warwick?
Oh, Andy Warwick was a pretty fair man.
Yeah.
He had a went along with some good miner or somebody. He was way ahead. I know him pretty well.
That's funny. He made good money for many years.
He didn't have a bad name at all.
I wouldn't say so.
But he was pretty game. And
yeah, he married one of the Miller girls.
I know he did.
Yeah.
She's living today, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I know Danny Wilds. I was the first one to work with him here and doing a little prospect, you know.
Oh. He was the only one ever made any money on the prospect.
Which he did.
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
But I didn't know he was connected with the Millers and the Millers family. You know, first in Fairbanks in those days, there was quite a little family. I was pretty well grown. Maxie Miller, if he's living today.
Maxie Miller's gone, yes. Yeah.
Is he dead? Did he die?
Yeah, he died.
That's so bad, you know. I know Maxie Saturday was.
Bobby Miller and well,
Bobby. I know Bobby.
Bobby's in Manly Hot Springs, I believe.
Oh, well, he's in Fairbanks.
Here, between Fairbanks and Manly Hot Springs.
What's he down there for? Is he sick?
Oh, well, he's just moving there.
He's mining. He bought McGee out.
Same.
He bought McGee out. He's mining.
And Henry Miller.
Oh, he's just running the springs now. And I know him like a brother. He's a nice friend of mine for 11 years. But what was that to me? Nothing.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Where were you when Ed Young crashed on the airport here? Do you remember when Ed Young...
Yes, I know Ed Young well.
Did you? Were you here on the Cricks?
Buck Roberts.
When he was running an airplane?
Yes.
Ed Young.
Yes. Were you here when he crashed?
I was here when he started. Mm. I even rode in the plane. And he brought me out here a couple of times.
Did
for
really?
More
yeah.
Who is he now?
He's passed away.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he passed away.
However, we all want to pass on.
Well, I'm not. I'm too damn mean, Ben. I'm just going to kind of...
Can you see anything?
Recycle myself.
Have any fear or anything?
Not a bit. Nope. Not
ben,
a bit.
I think it's a Valhalla.
Do you believe in God and all the religion and teachers and everything else? Well, seems we all do, don't it?
Right.
Don't we? You can't hear it. They died. But... That's the same. I don't deny anything. I'll tell the truth. Would you tell the truth?
Try it.
You will tell the truth.
I'll be tough on you.
Come on, Ellie. No, don't be telling any secrets out of the house.
What, did I ask you too much?
Not a bit. No, my husband's razzing me.
Over. Well, that's... this is not an interview. I won't say any more.
Go ahead, Ben. It's all right.
Eat your cake, Ben.
No.
Eat your birthday cake.
This is not I'm making myself inquisitive. I just, in a way, comic, the way I like to ask you some questions.
It'll worry him.
What about his cooler?
Huh?
Can you get it in his cooler?
Take everything in his cooler.
All right, take it over to the cooler.
All right, well, we will do that.
Don't waste it. Don't leave it to me, because I can't eat enough for chicken out of here.
Well, all right, if you're like Mr. Foss. I'll go put this in the body of my head.
What are you running away from?
We're going to get this. Well, gee, we could do
that. They're going to look at your cooler. They want to see if there's room in your cooler to put the cake.
Oh, I see. I thought they were all running away from me all the way.
No.
Say, don't feed anything I've worn it because I can't eat it here.
No, we won't.
Ben, they'll put this stuff out in your cooler, you know?
Oh. Can we take it home and eat it?
No, I can't.
I got too much to eat. I can't.
Ben, if you can't eat it, just put it out and the camp robbers will take care of it.
Well, I sure do well, but I'm just saying, I really can't
take care of
this.
You
can get them to there. Take it, put it up, and I'll give you the box or anything you can put it in.
Okay.
Anything you see.
Okay, Ben.
Anything
else? But he would like some we can leave him some a couple of pieces of chicken. Can't
waste
we?
Yeah. Right. I have
and some potato salad.
How about a little potato salad for your dinner? Huh? How about a little potato salad? You like that potato salad?
I keep the potato salad for me. I'll eat it.
Yeah, okay.
And then if we left some of that chicken, you had trouble chewing it. But maybe
just a leg or two.
And you could boil it up if it's too tough for you, whatever you want.
Well, we'll
leave this.
Don't leave me a whole lot of stuff. I can't eat it all.
And Ben, we'll put it out in your cooler. You know what I mean.
But take it right to home with you in the car. Take it right home.
You're going to. But what they leave for you, they'll leave right out here in your cooler.
I really can't eat it all.
What they leave will be out in the cooler. Is that where you want it?
Oh, no, take it with
me. No, for you, what we leave.
Oh, well, I could be a little bit, but not too much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Falls,
yeah.
Do you have a tea kettle? This is drinking water, and I'll pour it into something. It's all
for me.
Yes. Well, do you have a tea kettle, or do you want to keep
in
it?
In that pocket where you fired your more than half tea now. I've got clean water.
Well, I'll leave it like this. I'll leave it with you because I don't need this bottle. And this is drinking water.
Well, you take your bottle home.
No, I don't need it. Keep it that, and it'll stay keeping.
Oh, I just set it up in the shelf there.
Okay.
Sitting there, set it up in the shelf.
Come on,
How late is it getting tonight? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, it's about 25 to 5.
You mean in the morning?
No, the afternoon. In the afternoon.
Oh, we're 35 to 5 now.
Yeah. We're going to get going real soon now.
Yeah.
I have some coffee made. This is already made and hot. Do you want me to pour it into something for you?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Okay. Have you got a coffee pot?
There's a coffee pot.
Okay, we are fine.
Turn open, pour in that all good coffee.
Is this coffee okay, Jim?
Yeah, that's...
Should I put it in here?
Pour it right on top of that. It's all made good coffee.
Okay.
That would treat me to make a coffee for another day or two.
Would you like a hot cup of coffee now?
No.
Okay, I'll pour it in then.
Take the coffee. I'll warm it up and make it. It's all good.
Okay, well, it's hot right now.
Sure, it's all good now.
Do you need any ice? Would you like some ice?
No. Ice?
Yes.
Not a bit.
Okay.
How
about if I put the ice in that pail on the stove? This is all clean ice.
You won't see the ice.
Okay. I'll put it in.